And now this is a dictation for Matilde, M-A-T-I-L-D-E, Guerrero, G-U-E-R-R-E-R-O, January 22nd, 48. Address as a letter to Kaylin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Kiteman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow up for Matilde, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and small kidneys, last visit in February. Comes accompanied with daughter, no hospital admission, has neuropathy, both feet on the soles without ulcers or claudication, minimal edema, no GI symptoms, chronic incontinence, wears a pad, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Presently, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, review system done being negative. Medication list review. I want to highlight lisinopril HCTC. I noticed that her allergy medication has a decongestant, but she doesn't use it on a regular basis. Recently added Nurantin, supposed to be 300 milligrams divided doses. She's doing 200 without major side effects and appears to be improving. Has chronic incontinence of the urine on oxybutynin, B-U-T-Y-N-I-N. Takes sulfasalazine. Weight 179 to stable. Blood pressure nurse 143.77. No respiratory distress. Lungs are clear. No arrhythmia. Obesity of the abdomen. No tenderness. Minor edema. Next paragraph. Chemistry from June. Creatinine 2.5. Over the years, progressive, but for the last 3-4, relatively stable. Stable anemia, normal white blood cell platelets, normal electrolyte, mild metabolic acidosis, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. Prior PTH mild elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4. No gross progression, symptoms or indication for dialysis. Underlying hypertension. Small kidneys. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. No need for phosphorus binders, no need to change diet for potassium, monitor metabolic acidosis, tolerating ACE inhibitors, diuretics, new diagnosis of neuropathy, discuss side effects of Nurantin, advance the doses slowly. For the most part, avoid the congestants unless they are very seldom being used. Chemistry is on a regular basis, come back in 6 months.